So hi, this is Ahmed from Gaper. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Myung, would you like to introduce yourself in your own words rather than me doing so?
So I call myself Startup Mom. I've been doing this for a very long time, since 1994. I've worked at 25 startups, and I've been fortunate to have 17 of them purchased.
Nice. That's a short, to the point, and kind of intro which everybody in the world would like, right? So 17 exist is like probably better than even any VC I have seen so far.
Yeah, no, I was lucky because only one of my startups was shut down.
Oh.
So, and there a lot of them are still operating or, so.
That sounds too good to be true, but we all know your credentials. You are at Notion right now managing their finance. It's bigger than a unicorn now, right? So I'll jump straight into like how you do it. What's the, do you think there is a secret recipe of these big exits, or it's just by chance?
I think it's somewhat of a combination of chance and the fact that when you take on a client, you have to look for the product idea has to be good. You have to believe in it, and you have to believe in the team, that the team will be able to execute. So it's a combination of things.
Right. So Gaper is all about remote. We promote remote. So how's your experience with remote? So lately in last few years, is it all remote? Is it a mix for you? How does it work out?
I usually work a mix of remote and in-person. I will say the last 9 months has been particularly challenging because it's been all remote. There are things that are missing because when you don't meet people in real life, it's the communication can be a little off. And also tools like Slack can also make it an email and text can often come off harsher than what people intend. So I would say the biggest challenge is communication, and the fact that what used to be just like a tap on somebody's shoulder, like when you see them at the office, or just say, hey, turns out to be the Slack that doesn't get replied to, or people don't understand, and then you end up making it into a Zoom meeting. So the one thing that I've liked to use is actually Notion, because you can actually write what you want, tag people, right? And then they know their action items and there's an actual history. The issue with email and Slack is people have to look through a lot of messages. And this way, the whole document is right there in front of you. So
I'm a big fan of Notion myself. So I have witnessed all that happening around me, and I've seen some amazing boards people design on Notion, amazing templates they use to do a whole lot of things, like more than I could imagine. So absolutely. One thing I ask every person I talk to is that what's your best pick for the tools? I'm not going to ask this question to you definitely because we have already found one, right?
Yeah.
So how long have you been at Notion?
I've been there over 2 years since 2018, and it's grown from, I was one of the first 10. And so now we're at over 80 and going to 100 people very quickly.
Nice. And what's the performance KPI? So let's say pre-COVID, when you were not all remote, now you're remote. Do you see a lot of change in productivity of people, positively, negatively, or how is it now?
I would actually say people are more productive in some ways because there isn't a time for commute. So people spend their time working. I would say that the effectiveness of most of my clients, not just Notion, but my other clients, that everybody's been much more productive. Like Notion and my other client Spatial have gone through many releases of products and sales have increased. Well, I would say the other key performance indicator that people don't think about is employee happiness.
Yeah.
And I would say that has been challenging because I think there's this general overall that nobody really can be happy in this pandemic, but it's also harder to feel gelled as a team when you don't meet people in person.
Right. Makes sense. So and how's your experience engaging new people in the team? Because in pandemic, in pure remote environment, people find it hard to bring in new people and train them. Is it the same case with you or it's fine?
So we make, at Notion especially, we make extra steps. So we do one thing called Life Story, where on Fridays, an employee presents their life story. And they throw a, you know, everybody does something different, but sometimes they do their, actually they show pictures of their grandparents and like, you know, areas of like Russia, Israel, Cuba, you know, India, where they're from, right? And they talk about them all the way to how, because it impacted who they were, right? Where, you know, their grandparents or their parents' decision to come to the US, right? And so that is good. The other thing we use is donuts through Slack. It's a Slack app where we hang out for half an hour to talk to people one-on-one. And that's been nice to get to know people. So you have to make an extra effort to integrate new people. And the other thing we do, the other thing that's really important is onboarding, because you have to make an effort so that each employee meets people from different teams, so cross-functional teams work better.
Right. So it's important to have a team which is gelled in, right? So how many hours would you suggest a team should spend in non-work activities, which you just mentioned, every week?
I would say non-work should probably be about 2 to 4 hours, maybe 2 hours a week. Like, you know, one, like all company things. And then, you know, there are some fun events you can do online, but you have to make an effort. I mean, it's not as the one thing that I miss are what called the kitchen sinks, where you meet somebody at the, you know, while you're getting your tea. And then you just say, hey, how was your weekend? And that's what I really miss, because you don't have that chance of just meeting somebody.
So let's hope that the world is back to the full potential post-COVID world. So do you think you're going to go to the old way of working, or do you think staying the way it is?
I think some companies are going to evolve. I think some will stay the same, because I think at Notion, they intend to stay the same, or they intend to go back to the office. But I think there are other companies that I've been talking to where they're going to do a flexible workspace, where they're going to have buildings where people can have a desk that they can use. But big meeting rooms lots of meeting rooms are going to be important. And the reason to come, and they're going to have like all meeting days, 1 or 2 days a week. And those are the only days that people are expected to come to the office.
Right. Interesting. And how do you see the time zone differences, the geographical boundaries in the post-COVID world, right? Because previously, what people called outsourcing, now it is re-termed as remote. So do you think global availability of engineering would be better in post-COVID world, or is it just a hoax and things would go back to the way they were?
I think there has to be compromises made, because we did have some, I know of some people who traveled a little bit or were caught in the pandemic at a different country, and they adapted to working hours of the headquarters. So there has to be some adaptability. But then in other ways, there are some advantages. I know for my husband, he works with scientists on the East Coast. And so he tends to work earlier hours, right? Mm-hmm. So he can talk to them. And so I think it'll be a mixed bag.
Right, right. Sounds good. As you know, we like to keep our podcast really, really short, right? Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for being on our show today. It was a pleasure talking to you. And I think these 12 minutes would be more valuable for our listeners than long hours of chat they usually have.
Yeah, thank you.
So thank you so much for being on our show today. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.